Duck hunting and the latest news from the DNR, all wrapped up with cutting-edge country and bluegrass music, right here with Adam Carpenter, and only on Fox 103.
All right, joining us on the Outdoor Show, longtime listener Dan Featherstone on the phone, and you called me yesterday, Dan, and told me you had seen a couple of bucks, a couple smaller bucks, a spike and a four, right?
That's right.
And that was what, opening day?
Opening morning, yeah.
And you passed on them, and all of a sudden last night, this is when I get the call from you last night when you were going hunting, right?
Oh, it was 2 days ago when we had that big snowstorm.
That's right, I'm sorry. Yeah. And then, but last night you sat and you ended up, tell the story, I'll let you tell it.
Well, at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I didn't get to the blind until 3:30, had wedding stuff going on with the fiance there in Marquette, so I made it back to the blind by 3:30, and about 5 minutes after 4, a doe and a fawn came in. And I watched him till, about 4:45, and seen a spike horn coming over the hill. And he ran that doe and a fawn off the bait, and he was there till about dark. And I was playing poker on my phone and, kept looking up every once in a while. And
You were playing poker on your phone?
That's right. I was playing Texas Hold'em on my cell phone.
I'm just thinking to myself, the old timers out there that's sitting in deer blinds 10 years ago. If you'd have told them you had a cell phone playing poker in your blind while you're deer hunting.
That's right.
But hey, you passed the time, right? And apparently it didn't distract you too much. You saw the buck coming, hey?
Well, this is what happened. Like, I started putting all the windows in, and, this is probably the last 5 minutes there, And I turned the heat off on a blind and stuck the gun out the window, and I was like, I think that spike. And I counted 1, 2, 3 on the one side, and I pulled the gun down on the shoulder, and boom, that was it. Holding them up right there.
Wow. So you ended up getting a 9-pointer.
Yep.
How big was it?
I brought it in today. It was a 2.5-year-old 9-point. Had a double brow tine.
Ooh.
And, it was a very, very, very interesting deer. And I thought it was a 7-point at first. I called my dad. He's back at the camp. And but it was a 9-point. I didn't know it was a 9-point until we picked the dad up off him. I was that excited.
Wow.
It was the first buck I shot off the property. Shot numerous does, but we've been passing up on all these little spikes and forks for all the years. And
well, good for you.
Yeah.
You excited. Stuck to the plan, hey, and you got a 9-pointer.
Yeah. It was nice.
All right, Dan, well, congratulations, and I really appreciate you sharing it with the Outdoor Show. Anything you want to say to anybody out there?
Oh, I'm hoping the deer will be moving tonight good again.
They should be.
With this big storm coming through.
Yeah, they should be.
So, hope everybody luck.
Are you headed out tonight?
Just came back from Marquette. Madden back in the camp right now. Hopefully, I'm not going to sit tonight, but relax at camp. No, pressure's off.
Pressure's off. Got your 9-pointer. Were you the biggest one at camp so far?
The only one at camp so far.
You got the buck pool then, hey?
That's right.
Well, have a cold one for me, would you?
Oh, I will. Thanks, Adam.
I appreciate you listening to the Outdoor Show.
Yeah, good luck to you, too.
Take care.
Okay, yeah, bye. Thanks for
the info. All right, so there you go. Dan Featherstone whacking a 9-pointer. He got him. I love that he passed up all these small bucks. That's pretty cool stuff right there. Dan, thanks for calling in and sharing with the Outdoor Show. If you're in a blind, whether you got a deer or not, tell us what you're seeing. 227-8888. And I'm still taking a couple more registrations for the Christmas to Remember giveaway, giving away a whole living room full of furniture. We'll be right back after a short break. Keith Anderson lined up, going to pick some wildflowers.